Oh, wait, you started?
Yeah.
Wait, do we start over now?
No, it's what? Just
good morning, my name is Vibhushi.
And my name is Manya.
And my name is Avery, and this is How to Make Windows Better. Today, we're going to be discussing about a new version of the regular everyday window.
So, windows have been around for centuries. In fact, the very first window appeared around 13th century BC.
Windows have succeeded to accomplish their goal of letting light in from the outside world so well that they actually never change or improve.
Oh, and that's exactly what we are going to do. We are going to change the regular everyday window into a multifunctional and highly useful device.
So what are the pros and cons of this normal window?
Well, windows are simple and easy way to let in natural light and not added to the outside.
But they could also break, require constant cleaning, and don't have a very significant meaning.
So what if we could make the window have multiple important uses that will be beneficial for everyday life?
Our idea is to make a multifunctional window with new and improved add-ons and functions.
One of the new developments we will discuss is to make the window into a solar panel.
We can simply construct a glass solar panel into the average size of a window and implant it in houses, office buildings, schools, and more.
We can hook up the electrical wires from the solar panel windows into the building. And soon we'll have a self-powered living space.
And since these panels run on solar, an almost infinite resource, it's the perfect idea to help power all buildings across the world, and maybe even eliminate climate change.
Also, our solar panel window doesn't have to be in use all the time.
For example, when it's really sunny outside, you can pull down the panel and use a small handle to collect energy.
And when it's cloudy, you can pull it back up to let in any natural light, or to simply just see outside.
So what are the pros and cons of this idea, and how will this improvement be both ideal and convenient?
Avery has such a podcast voice. Guys, is it me?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, oh, no. Well, this invention is more expensive than the average window and would require extra time to insert in the buildings.
But at the same time, this built-in solar panel will provide a large amount of energy and can act as a built-in window blind when being used.
So all in all, this new add-on would be the perfect addition to windows across the globe.
Making a solar panel window isn't the only thing we can add to improve this everyday object.
What else can we add?
Maybe we can add different dimming settings to suit the person.
That sounds great. About how many settings would we have?
Well, we could have three settings. No dim, dim, and dark. We can have a remote control or a button on the window to control these settings.
No dim sounds lovely. So as a recap, we have the window that has a retractable solar panel, and when the solar panel isn't in use, it could be cosmetically remote with the dim settings.
Cosmetically?
I don't know what this is.
Right. And about how much would this new and improved window cost?
Probably between like $700 to $1,000.
How much do normal windows cost?
I don't know, like $100.
Like $50.
$100?
No, like $50.
$20?
No, why would
Yeah, exactly. Like $20. It's a
why
window.
Why would it be $20?
Because it's a window.
No, like,
$80.
I will search it up right now,
okay,
guys.
Okay, because we're recording.
Okay,
recording.
Yeah.
Search it up.
Okay, continue talking. I'll search it up.
It's a bit more expensive than usual windows cost, but it includes many more features that are very beneficial
for everyday life. So, how much is it?
It's like $900.
What?
No, she's lying.
No, I'm literally not, look.
Okay, so, okay. So, in conclusion, our new development for the everyday window has many pros and cons.
It's more expensive and harder to install, but its pros greatly outweigh the cons. It provides energy to the buildings, works as a built-in window and window blind.
And, best of all, it can possibly help eliminate the energy crisis all across the globe.
This has been How to Make Windows Better. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope you enjoyed listening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.